Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. When we grow up, we are given opportunities to have dreams. And, you know, God makes us like that. We have a capacity to dream and hope for and eventually work towards those things that He puts in our lives. And sometimes we hit some bumps along the way, but the Lord, by His grace, brings people into our lives to help realign us, help us to set up maybe a new platform for getting us to where we need to go. And my guest today is one of those people that God has especially selected to do that in the lives of many women and through the influence of her and her dear husband, the influence of many lives of men, women, children, young people, and families. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, why we exist to lead you to faith in Jesus Christ. We know that the world, you know, it's a tough world. There are things that go on in our lives that we can't even control. And sometimes things can get really frustrating and even discouraging. Sometimes some of us have deep despair and even possibly even slip into depression and not know where to go. Well, we're here to remind you that whatever it is you're going through, whatever it is you're hoping for, things may be going very, very well. God bless you. Wonderful. But wherever you are in your life, for you to know that God loves you, He knows you, and that He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for your sins and mine. And He shed His blood on that cross, He was buried, and He rose again on the third day. And today, my guest and I are here to encourage you in the Lord, in the ways of the Lord. Pastor Lisa Kai has arisen with a heart for women and a mouth to speak empowerment into their lives. Pastor Lisa's passion is to see women empowered. It came from her personal obedience to answer God's call on her life to arise. She not only speaks, but she's taken on a mentor role in the lives of many of the women at Hope Chapel West Oahu. She encourages women through her monthly Arise ministry, where she not only brings God's word, but each month is themed with an activity to encourage fellowship and an incredible worship experience. Her transparent style, and you know we need transparency today, that kind of genuine authenticity to know that, hey, Christianity is for real. Well, her transparent style and sense of humor puts her audiences at ease, as you will soon find out. And it perpetuates instant bonding, as women can relate to her challenges and find strength in her victories. In her quest to equip and inspire women, she hosts an annual Arise conference. But we're here today especially to talk about, not only we'll talk more with Pastor Lisa about her Arise conference, but the Equip and Inspire conference. We're going to feature that especially as an event that's taking place this week. And they have speakers, her and Pastor Mike Kai have incredible speakers, and we'll talk about them too. Well, Pastor Lisa, she's married to Pastor Mike Kai, and they lead Hope Chapel West Oahu. They have three girls, Courtney, Rebecca, and Karis. And the Lord has given her a special she's a bold lioness for the Lord, and she's here with us, and I'm so privileged. Pastor Lisa, welcome to our show.
Hi. Hi, Danny.
Pastor, where did you grow up?
I actually grew up in town, in Liliha area, Nu'uanu.
What was, give us a fond memory of childhood, growing up in in Nuuanu?
Well, growing up in Nuuanu, my parents had actually a TV repair shop. And so we had, you know, my dad had his own business. And every day we would, after school, we would have to go to his office and just to help him out. Only because I'm not even a first generation Chinese. I was born in Hong Kong, but raised here when I was 1 year old. We came over, and my dad started this business, so he hardly spoke English. So he relied on us to actually speak to the customers, answer the phones. So usually after school, all the kids would go back to his office, and he'll do his service calls, and we're just playing at his shop, and that's what we do. And then I guess I befriended another friend whose parents also had a small business. They had a travel agency. And I guess the fondest memory is not working in my dad's shop, but hanging out with my girlfriend. So she and I would sneak away and go to the playground just down the road on Liliha, and we would bring our favorite snacks. And that was my fondest memories, is just kind of hanging out with her at the playground and eating her kind of snacks, which was a lot of Japanese mochi crunch and the kind of snacks that I never actually had.
Mm-hmm.
So those are great memories. And I think, you know, I want to say I had a lot of great memories, but because we were one of those families that helped in our parents' business, you know,
yeah,
most of my memories was really spent after school at my dad's shop. But, you know, I'm so grateful for it now only because it really taught me a lot about life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for me, I was a great employee to any company I worked for because I knew how to, you know, deal with phone calls. I knew just little things that I learned at the shop. And it really helped. My siblings and I actually really are hard workers. We have good work ethics. And we knew things that most kids at our age didn't know anything. So I look back thinking I never really had a childhood, but yet, you know, it was a learning. We learned a lot.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Who influenced me the most? I would say my dad.
Hmm.
My dad, even though, you know, all he did was work. He was self-employed. He was the only employee in his own shop. He fixed TVs. He carried the TVs into the shop. He went on service calls, repaired TVs, and he was the best provider. And I just looked at him as a model of someone who came to America, took advantage of what America offered, and he just went for it, even though he didn't know a whole lot of English. And he just knew how to do business. He knew how to save his money. He created a great place for us to live in, and everything was for the family. And I would say he was my mentor, my motto of how we should strive, no matter what we lack, whether it's, you know, communication or, lack of relationship. Because, you know, my mom and dad pretty much, that's all they did was work their whole life. Hardly had any relationship.
You know, I think of how the Lord has used that as your background.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when we're kids, we don't really know how it's all going to fit together.
No.
But to look at how he's connected your upbringing,
mm-hmm,
the background you had with your dad, your mom, your family, with now Pastor Mike, and
mm-hmm,
the dynamic movement that is taking place at Hope Chapel West Oahu,
mm-hmm,
and how he's using you as such an integral part of the growth and the swell of not just activity, but the meaningful, impactful activities that you have there. Equip and inspire.
Yes.
I mean, that's we're talking about, that's like very, very much right around the corner.
Yes, it starts tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Okay. Well, we wanna talk about it. And so how did this vision come about? Equip and inspire.
You know, Mike and I came out of Hope Chapel Kaneohe, and we actually had a conference there as well. And then we stopped. We had it for a couple years, and we stopped. And then when Mike and I started Hope Chapel West Oahu, you know, for a couple years, Mike just felt like we needed to equip our leaders, not just our own leaders in our own church, but to equip the leaders on this island. And after coming from Hillsong Church Conference in Australia, Mike just had a vision and thought, you know, this is going to be awesome if we created a conference just like that here in Hawaii. And so we started it off. It started off actually as H&L, which is called Whole Nother Level.
Yes, I remember that.
Yes, you remember that. Uh-huh. And it was very successful. And then Mike just decided to change the name to Equip and Inspire. And ever since we started this conference, there was so many leaders that have come through, did get equipped and got inspired to do even greater works in their own churches. Hmm.
Pastor Lisa, you know, somebody listening right now, they might be feeling a little bit dislodged in their ministry, maybe even in their Christian life, and they're thinking, could this be like an answer to prayer? I think you and I are here to affirm that.
Yes.
That yes, indeed. You know, sometimes we verbalize our prayers. Sometimes our prayers just come from our heart, and we don't even know how to put it into words. Mm-hmm. But as you're listening today to Pastor Lisa Kai, and she shares about this conference, and we're going to talk more about it throughout the whole show. We're really why are we doing it? It's because there's such a sense of timing,
yeah,
that right where you need the encouragement of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just, words that are going to pump you up. I think you're going to be pumped up tremendously. But it comes with substance and equipping. That's mm-hmm. why they say equip.
Yeah.
Stuff that you're going to learn,
yeah,
that you're going to grab hold of, or maybe that will grab hold of you too,
mm-hmm.
that you're going to be able to use in your life mm-hmm. and your ministry. And like she said, it's not just for one church or one denomination.
No.
You know, the Lord has given them a broad vision. I know Pastor Mike and Pastor Lisa personally. They're very dear friends of mine. And I know their heart. Their heart is for the church at large. And so we're going to take a break. But before we do, I just want to remind you that the Equip and Inspire Conference is September 5th through 8th. Like Pastor Lisa said, it starts tomorrow. When we come back from our break, we're going to hear a little bit from Pastor Mike Kai. And you'll hear him, his voice. There's something about hearing the leader himself speak. And then with this dynamic duo, Pastor Mike and Pastor Lisa Kai, she's here with us. We're going to talk more about the guests that are going to be talking, the topics that are going to be shared. So stay with us. Because, you know, sometimes in life, we come to a place where we need a boost. It's not just any old kind of boost. It has to be strategic. The timing has to be right. Why? Because God is going to elevate us to a place that He wants us to go, that He's purposed for us to go. But we need help. Equip and Inspire 2012. The theme is Endure, September 5th through 8th. When we come back, Pastor Lisa Kai will share more. So stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 888-484-2042. There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
When the Lord wants to do something here on this earth on which we live, He looks for someone. He looks for someone that he can empower, someone that he can inspire, equip, and then use, send out. And when he really wants to do something extremely magnanimously, outrageously dynamic, he'll put a man and woman together. And we have today Pastor Lisa Kai. She's a part of the dynamic duo. Pastor Lisa Kai, Pastor Mike Kai, they lead Hope Chapel West Oahu, and Hope Chapel West Oahu is putting on the Equip and Inspire 2012 conference, September 5th to 8th. It actually starts tomorrow, and Pastor Lisa Kai is with us. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and to listen to the show in its entirety, maybe you're just tuning in right now, you can get the show. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can hear the show as a free podcast, but I would also say there are things that Pastor Lisa is going to share that you're going to hear that you want to share with someone else. And I say, pass it on to someone who you know it will bless. Pastor Lisa, you know, who's coming to speak at the Equip and Inspire conference this year?
Well, we have several pastors, and actually two of them are from International, and one is from Virginia Beach. So we have Pastor Steve Kelly. He's from Virginia Beach. And he and his wife pastor a church called Wave Church, and we have Pastor Steve Morrell, and he is a pastor, and he's a missionary in the Philippines.
Yes.
And they're co-founders of Every Nation Churches, which actually Grace Bible belongs to. And we have Pastor Rod Plummer, and he lives in Japan, and he's the pastor of Jesus Lifehouse Church in Tokyo. And he actually has one of the largest churches in Japan right now. And as well, we have all our local speakers. We have Pastor Carl Moore, Pastor Dan Chun, Pastor Joe Onosai, Aaron Codero, Ralph Moore, Elwin Ahu, and Pastor Norman Nakanishi.
Wow.
So quite a bit.
Well, I mean, we're talking about the who's who of Christian leadership.
Yes.
Here in Hawaii.
Yes.
And, you know, one of the things I've appreciated about you and Pastor Mike is that you guys are people of excellence. You settle for nothing less than the best, and you want to do the best for the Lord. And that's why you bring out the best in people. And I think it really honors the Lord. And it kind of gets me wondering where it kind of started for you in your spiritual journey. Pastor Lisa, when did you become a Christian?
Well, I grew up actually Buddhist. My parents were Buddhist, and so I heard about Jesus through friends here and there. But it wasn't until when I was about 23 years old when I received Christ. And how I received Christ was because my boyfriend just broke up with me. We were together for 5 years. So he dumps me for another woman. And that's when I cried out to the Lord. And I remember at my dinner table, and I'm not even speaking it, I'm just thinking it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, okay, God, if you really want me to go to church, someone will have to invite me. And within 5 minutes, I get a call, and it was actually my boyfriend's sister. She calls me wanting to know what was going on, and I was telling her what's happening. And then she goes on and says, well, why don't you come to church with me? And I just looked up to heaven, and I just started crying. I'm thinking, wow, you heard my prayer. And I didn't even say anything, and God just answered it in 5 minutes, literally 5 minutes, the phone rang. And that week, I went to Hope Chapel, Kaneohe Bay, and I gave my life to the Lord. And I remember praying specifically. I asked the Lord to change me from the inside out. I told him, you know, I want you in my life, but can you just create a whole new being, you know, create a whole new me, because I didn't like who I was. I wanted my life to change, and I also remember receiving Christ every week. I was at every Friday service. I remember going, and whenever Pastor Ralph would ask if anyone wants to receive the Lord, I remember raising my hand every time. Mm. And I remember after a while, I think I raised my hand 10 times. And I think after a while, I thought, okay, I'm in, you know, I'm in the club.
Uh-huh.
And I remember we were singing a lot of worship songs, and it was like a lot of love songs to God. And I remember telling God, you know, I know there was a commandment in the Bible that I heard, and it said to love the Lord with all your heart, mind, and soul. And I remember thinking, okay, Lord, you know, I'm not one of those that can love something instantly. I'm just one of those that takes time. And I said, well, okay, Lord, I'm going to give you a year to know you, to get to know you, and I'm hoping and praying that by the end of the year, I am going to be able to say that I love you with all my heart, mind, and soul. And I just stuck around. I stayed with the church. I grew in the church. I got involved, and I remember at the end of the year, I literally could say that I had loved the Lord with all my heart, mind, and soul. And I've never left the Lord. The Lord never left me, and I wouldn't have never known my life would be where it is today.
You know, Pastor Lisa, you know, somebody may have experienced a little bit of a wreck themselves,
mm-hmm.
as they listen, and sometimes I marvel because of how God can use, well, how he's using you to
yes.
reach into the heart of a dear listener right now, mm-hmm. who needs to hear it. It's very timely, kind of like how you're, you know, that lady gave you a call
yeah.
in a very timely way.
Yes.
So, how did you meet Pastor Mike?
We actually met at Hope Chapel, Kaneohe Bay. Because when I received Christ, I was single. And I remember serving in the children's ministry. And I was in one of the Sunday school classes. And I saw this guy walk past the classroom. But he had a little girl. And I thought, okay, he's probably taken. He was good looking. I thought, oh, well, hands off, he's taken. And actually, that Christmas, I had organized a singles Christmas party. And he showed up. And I thought, oh, I guess he's not single after all. And we all pretty much went out after the function. And then I called him up. And he always preaches this sometimes, and he would tell people that I stalked him, and I did not stalk him. I called him, yes, I made the first move,
yeah.
but I called him to ask him to come to a wedding with me, but he wasn't really going to be with me because I was on the wedding party. I wanted my friends to check him out, and that was it. From then on, we were dating, and we broke up after 3 months of dating at a singles camp. We broke up, And we just remained friends, and then we started rekindling our relationship, and then we ended up getting married after a year and a half of dating. Yeah.
I love listening to stories of romance. You know, there are always twists and turns that, you know, we can't plan, and now you have the Lord is working, and I guess as we look back, how God was preparing to do just phenomenal things. You know, some people, Pastor Lisa, I don't know if you and Pastor Mike realize, but people dream about living life like how you're living.
Yeah.
And, well, sometimes we're in it and we don't even realize the prayer has been answered.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening here. So you got now, again, Equip and Inspire 2012.
Yeah.
I love the personal aspect because people need to hear, okay, who's behind the leadership of all this, right?
Yeah.
Let's get personal about who's leading this. So Equip and Inspire 2012. If someone wants to be a part of it, they want to register, how do they do that?
All they have to do is go to our website, hcwo.com, and you can just register right online. It's really easy, or you can even just call us.
What number should they call?
677-6644.
677-6644. That's easy. 677-6644. You can call in to register for Equip and Inspire. It starts tomorrow, so you've got to take action quickly or go online. HCWO.com. HCWO.com.
Hey, Daddy, the phone number is 677-8844. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, we're close.
Yeah, we're close. I don't call the office. I just use my cell phone, right. And I just text in. So
677-8844, okay? 677-8844, Equip and Inspire. We're going to take a quick break right now, but when we come back, we'll talk more with Pastor Lisa Kai. And we're going to let you hear Pastor Mike Kai. When you hear him, you'll hear the dynamic way in which he communicates. I think God will even use that as a means to draw you in. Because the speakers that are there,
yes,
hosted by Pastor Mike and Pastor Lisa, but the speakers that are going to be coming, they have a special word. And you will marvel at the special word that they will have for you. You'll think to yourself, huh? How did they know that about me? How did they know I needed that? Well, it's the way the Holy Spirit works. Equip and Inspire. HCWO.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of The Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
She gave her life to Jesus Christ after a moment of heartbreak, and God used that as a means to open up her heart, touch her heart. And she came to know the Lord Jesus in a very personal way and grew to love the Lord as the Lord has loved her. And the Lord brought her to her own knight in shining armor. I'm talking about Pastor Lisa Kai and Pastor Mike Kai. They have a special conference coming up. It starts tomorrow. It's called Equip and Inspire 2012. The theme is Endure. Special speakers are coming, special guests, and you're welcomed. You're invited to be a part of it. You're listening to The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and let's take a moment before we talk more with Pastor Lisa. Let's listen to Pastor Mike Kai.
Hi, everybody. This is Mike Kai, Senior Pastor of Hope Chapel, West Oahu, in beautiful, gorgeous Hawaii. I know you want to be here. Hey, listen, you can get here by coming to the Equip and Inspire Conference coming up here in September of 2012. It's right around the corner. We've got one of the best conference speaker lineups that you could ever hope for in the United States. We've got Rod Plummer from Jesus Lifehouse Church in Tokyo, Japan. He's got church plants all over Japan. It is phenomenal what God is doing through one of the biggest churches in all of Japan. And I love Rod. He's a great man of God. He's a very, very good friend. And I believe that you're going to love his heart, especially the message that he's got. In addition to him, we've got Steve Kelly, who's the pastor of the Wave Church in Virginia Beach, Virginia. And he was Brian Houston's executive pastor for several years, for a long time, until the Lord called him to minister to the people of Virginia Beach, Virginia, pastoring the Wave Church. Just phenomenal things happening there. One of the most dynamic speakers you will ever hear internationally. And I'm really, really excited about bringing in this guy. His name is Pastor Steve Merle. Steve Merle pastors Victory Church in Manila of the Philippines with over 50 to 60,000 members that go to that church. Massive church, massive congregation with global influence, doing great things around the world through his Every Nation denomination where he is the president. My friends, you're not going to want to miss this conference. It could be one of the most amazing pinnacle times of your life where God could do great things in your life and speak to you like never before. Come and join us in Hawaii. Sign up today.
Well, you have heard Pastor Mike Kai, and there's a dynamic youth event that's taking place as well. Pastor Lisa, talk to us about the Remix.
Remix is actually happening tomorrow night, and it's for all the youth on this island. And right now, I know that I heard there was over 600 kids signed up already.
Whoa.
I know. I think we're going to hit 1,000 kids coming tomorrow night.
So we still have room.
We still have room, and it's free.
Free.
It is free for the youth, yes.
Okay.
And we have a speaker named Chad Veach, and he is an upcoming youth speaker, amazing man, amazing godly man. He's from Puyallup Foursquare Church up in Washington. And we also have a great band called Manifest. I mean, I'm not very familiar with these youth groupies or concerts.
Yeah.
But I heard some of their stuff, and it's really good. It's really good. And so he's going to be there doing a concert, and we got a great speaker lined up. So yeah, there's a big buzz amongst the youth about this whole remix for tomorrow night, Wednesday night at 7 p.m. So they come early, because I have a feeling it's going to be really packed.
Okay, Lisa, now I'm looking at the website.
Yes.
And it says there's a price for it, but now you're saying there's no,
it's
free.
Yeah, this past weekend, we actually got a great donation, and
we
decided we're just going to just say it's free for the kids, yeah.
Okay, so if a parent is listening and their child wants to go, or they know their child will be interested, or maybe a young person is listening and they're saying, Mommy, Daddy, I want to go to that. Okay, what do they need to do?
I would say just take them, because, you know, you never know where the seeds get planted or when it'll start to spurt, you know. And I even told my daughter, who's a junior at Sacred Hearts, I said, take all these little cards and just pass it out. And she's been talking about it, so a bunch of her friends are coming, and I don't think they're saved either, you know. So it is such a great witnessing tool for your child to bring their friends to come to an event that is really catered to them, and they're just going to be blown. So I know my daughter's friend is bringing her brother and her cousin, and so it's going to be a night where I believe seeds will be planted, definitely, and lives will be changed.
You know, when God gives a vision to someone, you know, and I remember hearing Mike talk about it, you know, the vision, and then how it's grown. But see, the thing is, he did something about it.
Yeah.
He didn't just, you know,
sit around.
He sit around, sit on his hand, twiddle his thumbs, think about all the different philosophies and, you know, theories of stuff. He went and did it, and there's a certain transformational dynamic that takes place. There's a supernatural element that comes with these kinds of events. It's really brought about by the mighty power of the Holy Spirit.
And
that's what makes it so personal. And so here, for young people, you know, let me also say this too. You're not alone, Pastor Lisa, in not necessarily really connecting with, relating with all. But I guess, because I'm like that too. My kids, man, when they hear me, you know, they go, Dad, they think it's so embarrassing when I try to relate with them, you know. But if it connects with the young people, that's what matters.
Yes.
You
know?
How can somebody find out more? Can you give us the website? Somebody wants to find out more.
It's hcwl.com, and they can get more information from there. Just click on the website, and it'll just give you more information.
hcwo.com.
Yes.
Again, hcwo.com. And again, the phone number
is 677-8844.
Okay, 677-8844. Go ahead and call. Pastor Lisa, what topics are they going to be talking about, the speakers?
Some of the topics, there's a leadership pastoral track for just senior pastors and their executive pastors, which they're going to talk about money matters, discipling, equipping, and there's another track just for leaders, and it's about what every church needs, and there's also a personal development track about what do I have to give. So these are some of the main topics that most of these leaders will be talking about. So we're all about disciple making.
Yes.
And I really feel, as what Mike was saying, you know, there's going to be less height but more depth, you know, because we really want to be serious about the equipping, you know, equipping our senior pastors. That's the reason why we have a separate track just for them, because we're going to just talk about things that probably we're not going to talk about in church, you know, just things that pastors go through, things that pastors deal with. So I really like that about our that specific track just for the senior pastors. And it's going to be raw. Mm. I really believe it's going to be raw. And as well as for the other tracks, so there's so many tracks to choose from. And we have definitely great speakers. You know, a lot of our local pastors are going to be doing a lot of the personal and the leadership tracks. So I'm looking forward to it. I don't know which one I want to go to, so it's going to be kind of hard to pick.
You know, and to be able to get up close with well-known leaders, there's certain things I remember, and I still go about it every chance I get to get to a leader that has made a difference in people's
yes.
lives. The Lord will just drop something, just maybe a word, maybe a phrase. Sometimes I ask them to pray for me, but it's that moment where there's like a transference or an infusion of grace that God
yeah.
gives that elevates our ministries wherever the Lord takes us back to, local church, our communities, you know, and you'll leave a changed person.
Yes, and you know, one of the things for me, you know, being a host of this conference, I always ask the Lord, you know, and I did it this morning. I was on my knees and just really asking the Lord, you know, I know there's something for me, and I want to know what that is. And I know that God has so much more for me. And usually, you know, sometimes you'll get it on a weekend when you're hearing a message from your senior pastor or in your devotions. But, you know, I really do believe that sometimes even at a conference, you get your next assignment, because mm-hmm. that's where my next assignment came from a couple years ago, was actually at an Equip and Inspire conference. And I remember coming into that conference pretty much, you know, thinking, okay, all right, we're doing another conference. But God just spoke to me just so black and white at this conference that literally that's how Arise Women's Ministry came out of, was because I was seeking the Lord, and I was really asking the Lord, what is my next season? Because I had just given birth to Karis Kai, our last daughter, and she was entering preschool. And I was thinking, okay, Lord, you know, my daughters are in school, and now I have more time to give. And I'm thinking, okay, Lord, what is my next season? And at this conference, that's where I got my next assignment for my next season, and that was the Arise Women's Ministry.
Hmm. And just to think, somebody may get their next assignment, too.
Yes, by coming.
When they come.
Yes.
A special word. See, what I love is that you're taking people from different churches, different denominations, to equip them to go back.
Yes.
You know, as they themselves will be encouraged.
Yeah.
They themselves will be elevated, but they will elevate the ministries that God has.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, it's not superficial. They'll go back better people.
Yeah.
Better equipped to mm-hmm. serve within their leadership in their local churches.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The very heart, the very essence
yeah.
of discipleship. Pastor Lisa, when we come back from our break, I'd like to talk about family. If you can share, you mentioned about Karis, and you've talked a little bit about family.
Mm-hmm.
But when we come back, if you can share a little bit more about family and how you've seen the Lord's hand of grace as a mother, you and Pastor Mike as parents. I know we've got parents that are listening. That need to be encouraged. There,
yes.
Some are single parents that need an encouragement from the Lord. And I think that's one reason why we're here talking today, heart to heart. And as we do that, the Lord speaks heart to heart to our dear listeners. And that's you. You might be driving. You might be listening in your office. Wherever you are, lying in bed, the Lord wants to speak to you heart to heart. Stay with us. We'll be back with more from Pastor Lisa Kai.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Valarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
She knows what it's like to be a mother. She knows what it's like to be a wife. She knows what it's like to be a leader. She's even conquered the fear that people have. I think it's the greatest fear that people have, you know, public speaking. Well, she is a dynamic public speaker, just like her husband. Of course, they have their own unique ways, but it becomes very personal. I'm speaking of Pastor Lisa Kai of Hope Chapel, West Oahu, and she's my featured guest today, and we're just here talking together about life, about church, about life in Christ, and about a conference called Equip and Inspire 2012. It starts tomorrow. There's a youth remix. It's called Remix, and it's for young people. And then the conference goes on with just fabulous speakers that God has brought together for such a time as this. Again, Pastor Lisa Kai, you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. To find out more about our program, access this podcast and go to thegoodlifehawaii.org and find out more about our ministry there. But now, Pastor Lisa, let's talk about family. Tell us more about your family, you and Pastor Mike.
Well, Mike and I got married and we became a blended family. He had a daughter named Courtney, and she was about 6 or 7 years old when we got married. And it was actually one of our toughest season, especially the beginning couple years, only because Courtney, well, there was an abandonment where the mother didn't play a role in her life at all. So it was pretty hard. Mike raised Courtney all by himself with the help of his parents. And when I came into the picture, I was the other woman. And but, you know, we got through it, but it wasn't, I can't say it was easy. It was pretty hard. But our Courtney is now 25 years old, on her own, doing well, and our relationship is flourishing. And I never knew that day would ever come. And when she was probably in her mid-20s, she's 25, so about 22, things just started to lighten up. There was a mutual respect. There was a friendship that was developing. And that was something, you know, whatever happened in the past, it was just kind of just erased everything, you know. And so I'm thankful for our trying times, trying years, because it really brought a lot of character out of all of us. And especially for me, you know, when God says to love one another, and it's so easy to love everyone else, but when it's your immediate family, you know, it could be your spouse, it could be your kids, it could be your in-laws, it could be your sister, it could be anyone. Those seem to be the hardest ones, especially if you're not getting along. Mm-hmm. And, but, you know, but through that relationship, God had really taught me how to love. And he showed me also how much that he loved me and how much that he had loved my stepdaughter, Courtney, and that I should love her the same as much as he loved me. And so I would say we have an awesome relationship now. And then we have all girls. We have Rebecca, who is 16, and we have Karis, who just turned 7 on the 2nd of September. So we just did a birthday party at Laser Tag yesterday.
Fun,
you know. And, you know, I love being a mother. I love being a wife. I love being a pastor. I love doing what we're doing. And everything is, you know, you hear the famous word balance. Hmm. And, yes, definitely, I, as a mother, have to balance everyone, balance the whole family, balance each other's schedules, and to the detriment of my schedule. You know, sometimes my schedule comes last, but I just see it as there's got to be someone in that household that knows the temperature, knows, you know, where we're at and the seasons that we're at. So right now we're in a conference mode.
Yes.
So we've been preparing the kids. You know, I'm already thinking about pickup, drop off, how my child's going to get to church, how am I going to pick up my daughter, you know, mm-hmm. and do the conference at the same time. But, you know, our kids are used to this. Our kids are part of this. Their kids are part of the church. And so we always explain to the kids, okay, it's Equip and Inspire, it's conference. We're going to have to work together. We're going to have to, you know, we're going to be tired. So give each other a lot more grace this week, you know. So we do it together as a team, you know. I believe that in order to be successful, you have to work as a team. So a family is a team.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to, you know, learn how to give and take and learn how to give grace to one another when it's needed. But I would always prep my kids as well, you know, because Mike is leading, he's the leader of our family, but he's a leader of the church. And I always tell the kids, okay, you know, you need to give Dad a little bit more room, give him a little bit more grace, you know. He is going to be busy, so let's just keep praying and let's just do what we're supposed to be doing. And my daughter's in volleyball, too, so she has a game.
Yes.
So, and your daughter's in volleyball. It's like we're in volleyball
right.
season.
Right.
And she has a game tonight. And we're going, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, as a mother, you know, I started thinking about meals. You know, what am I going to cook for the next couple of days to sustain us so that we don't go out and always, you know, buy a meal or eat out a lot. And we're just a normal family that even though we're pastoring a church, we're still a normal family that has to do a lot of planning, juggling and scheduling. But we make it work. And through God's grace and through prayer, that's how we get through our seasons.
Hmm. You know, oh, by the way, I've had the privilege of watching Rebecca play. And she has been blessed with great athletic ability.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And wow, she performs fantastically as a volleyball player. I had to throw that in.
Thank you.
Lisa. Now, you know, someone listening today, they might be thinking, she's like Superwoman. You know, how she balances everything. And, you know, what they might not understand is what and you shared it though, you know, it hasn't been a smooth road along the way.
No.
How did the Lord help you through those bumps as you've gone through it?
You know, I remember every morning rolling out of bed on my knees, praying and just talking to the Lord every day to get me through the days. Because there were trying days. You know, my daughter was a very, or my stepdaughter was a very cooperative. And she just wanted her mother. And I wasn't able to fulfill that role. But I tried my best, but it was still hard. And I remember journaling every single day. And in my journal, I was very honest with God. Hmm. I was very honest with how I felt, even though I wasn't very proud of how I felt. And I journaled scriptures that helped me get through the days. I even journaled my feelings towards my husband, you know, because I wasn't liking him very much at that time either. And it was because I was, you know, the greatest thing is I was able to turn to God for the support, for the peace that I was seeking for the understanding, for the wisdom to deal with the situation or to deal with the day or how it went. I always tell everyone that's the only way I got through it. Because I wanted to give up. I have to be very honest.
Yeah.
There was times when I thought, what did I get myself into? Why did I marry him? You know, why did I marry someone with a child? And, you know, but I gave all, I told the Lord that. I was very honest with the Lord, with my heart. And the God, and because I was at that place of just being very vulnerable with the Lord spoke to me. The Lord, you know, had compassion on me, and he helped me get through each day, and he helped me understand my child. He helped me understand my husband. He helped me understand who I am. And if it wasn't for, you know, going on my knees, reading his word, and just journaling, and just be completely honest with the Lord, I don't know what I would have done.
Pastor Lisa.
Yeah.
Now I have a little bit better understanding why the Lord uses you to communicate his hope to people. Because of your heart of transparency, that openness allows just a connection. And that's what our time has been like today. And I want to thank you. Thank you so much
for being
with us, sharing with us from your life, your heart, you and Pastor Mike, your family. Again, Equip and Inspire starts tomorrow, hcwo.com, and go to 677-8844, 677-8844. That's the phone number. Pastor Lisa, thank you.
Oh, thank you
for
very
being
much,
with us.
Danny.
In the next few days, you're going to hear stories, inspirational stories of hope and faith. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. Invite someone to listen in at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight every day. Weekdays, our stories are downloadable at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Matthew 12:34 says, "For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." It's always a blessing to be with you. Today, we were joined with Pastor Lisa Kai. You can find out more at hcwo.com, Equip and Inspire 2012. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.